A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The Lord God said to me, "As for you, son of man, obey me when I speak to you. Be not rebellious like the house of rebellion, but open your mouth and eat what I shall give you." It was then I saw a hand stretched out to me, in which was written a scroll, which he unrolled before me. It was covered with writing, front and back, and written on it was lamentation and wailing and woe. He said to me, "Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll, then go speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. "Son of man," he then said to me, "feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll I am giving you." I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. He said, "Son of man, go down to the house of Israel and speak my words to them." The word of the Lord. The response, "How sweet to my taste is your promise. In the way of your decrees, I rejoice as much as in all riches." Yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. How sweet to my palate are your promises, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands.
Alleluia, alleluia. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. What is your opinion? That's the words that Jesus says before proposing this parable. And quite frankly, if we were honest and to place ourselves before the Lord and him to ask us this question, maybe if we were calculating and if we were to be calculated, we'd tell him our opinion is that it's a very bad decision for the shepherd to go after one. Putting 99 potentially at risk, no? It doesn't say whether or not there's some sort of assistant shepherd left to take care of the 99, but this idea that you go after one, seemingly lost, seemingly condemned, seemingly written off, he goes after the one. Friends, in your life, in my life, there is a one. I don't believe there's a human being on planet Earth who doesn't have a one. I don't know who that person is for you. I don't know what it looks like. And maybe it's not even appropriate for you to be the one to go after them. However, one thing that is true for each and every one of us in our vocation as baptized Christians, in recognizing that one, is that we constantly petition the Good Shepherd, Christ Himself, who never ceases to pursue the hearts of those who He has created, to come after that one sheep. In our world today, there's so many people who feel like they are that one, that they are written off, that they're abandoned, that they're apart from the 99, and there's no shepherd coming to get them. Perhaps you are able to reach out to that one. Or perhaps you're not, but you are able to pray to the Good Shepherd, petitioning Him, pleading with Him to touch the heart of that one person who perhaps is so far gone in their hearts, at least, that they believe themselves to be lost. It's said in the gospel, did it not, that He left the 99 in the hills, which meant He came down to the valleys, the lowlands. It was a play on contrast there, very subtly in the gospel, that they were on the high ground, and He comes down to the lowest place to come and find whatever that is lost. So friends, perhaps today, maybe we can take a moment in prayer to recognize those in our lives who are down in those valleys. If it is through our discernment and through our prudence, our calling, our vocation to go and get them, yes, Christ calls you to be a part of His salvific mission. But also maybe for those where it is not your calling to be the one to wade into the valley, we are never excused from being people who petition the Lord, being people who reach out to the Lord in prayer for our brothers and sisters who maybe have left the heights of the hill and gone into the valley.